And time sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It is a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And this evening, our theme is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And that was actually the seed crystal for tonight's theme. A 28-minute, 42-second jam with the electronic band The Orb and Pink Floyd's guitarist and sometimes vocalist and often a songwriter as well. Well, one of the key people in Pink Floyd. Well, they're all key, aren't they now? But yes, David Gilmour. And that piece, which was one half of an album called Metallic Spheres, came out originally when David Gilmour was hanging out with The Orb and they had an informal jam. Lasted for quite a while, and they recorded all that. And then later on, the guys from The Orb went back and listened to it and were like, you know, we can make something out of this. And that's what they did. Yes, Metallic Side was the name of that piece, half of the Metallic Spheres, Orb and David Gilmour collaboration. Backing me up right now is Vangelis, the classical and electronic and ambient composer. And this is the first movement off of his Soil Festivities epic. Also in there, I mixed in a excerpt from a campaign event at which former Secretary of State underneath President Bill Clinton, yes, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, had a couple of comments there in her support for presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. And just so we're clear about this, the views and opinions expressed on this program, this sound collage, don't necessarily reflect those of Tufts University, the WMFO Executive Board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Instead, I present a lot of ideas that I don't even agree with, but I think they're important to be aired so we can have a discussion about them, even if that discussion can be a little bit one-sided, as it is in my role here as DJ. So, that was, yes, that Madeleine Albright clip. In particular, this is talking about a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. Well, that's been widely interpreted as a chastisement or even condemnation of young women who have been supporting Bernie Sanders for president rather than Hillary Clinton. And while Gloria Steinem also expressed those same kinds of feelings. And while Madeleine Albright has backtracked a bit in the face of criticism, and she's apparently been saying something like this for years, that there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. When I first heard that phrase, it made me feel uncomfortable. And I started trying to figure out exactly why. Well, let's just substitute some other possible human identities in that phrase and see how it comes across. How about there's a special place in hell for men who don't help other men? Well, that doesn't sound very good. It sounds pretty chauvinistic. Pretty old boys. How about there's a special place in hell for Jews who don't help other Jews? Well, that doesn't sound very good either, does it? It sounds very ethnocentric. And, well, let's substitute something else. There's a special place in hell for white people who don't help other white people. Whoa! That is just completely racist. Well, it doesn't have to be white people. How about there's a special place in hell for Japanese people who don't help other Japanese people? How about there's a special place in hell for black people who don't help other black people? Well, that's kind of a little bit better, because black people have often been oppressed. But overall, maybe the idea of automatically supporting anybody at all because they happen to share some genetic characteristic of yours is just a completely and utterly wrong-headed idea. That's what I think. Well, that was a WMFO discussion, my own thoughts, not those of WMFO or anybody else associated with the station. Well, let's continue exploring our theme of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of long ones with another set of actually another set of 11 really short songs. And we're going to start off with a piece that was recorded by Alan Lomax, who was a very important American folklorist and musicologist. He was one of the great audio field collectors of folk music in the 20th century. And he recorded thousands of songs in the United States, Europe, and other places. He was the son of the pioneering musicologist and folklorist John Lomax. And he learned from his father and started off. In 1933, they acquired a state-of-the-art 315-pound acetate disc recorder, and they installed it in the back of John Lomax's Ford sedan. And they went all over the American South to record the folk and blues music that people were playing back then, before it was lost to some of the newer forms of music that were coming out, like jazz. And they were able to record lots of artists. And they were able to sample and preserve them. And even Moby on his Play album, another perfect album, by the way, he extensively sampled some of some of their work. So we're going to start off this next set with a 1:44 song that Alan Lomax recorded in Yugoslavia. And this... And then later in the set, we're going to be hearing one of my favorite pieces ever, recorded by Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin on the air at WMBR in 2005. Smallpox Blankets is the name of that piece. And pure sonic montage, live mixing genius. And then also in that set, we're going to hear some Doc Watson, some bluegrass, some surf music with the Soul Kings, some Run DMC, some Simon and Garfunkel, some Steve Miller Band, some Presidents of the United States of America. And you know what? We're going to do all of those 11 songs in less than 16 minutes here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. It's a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones.
I'm still mad at that. I'm still mad at that. I didn't think that was really fair. And I think they should say they're sorry.
I think they should act sorry too.
How about some repent?
Yeah.
How about some repent?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about some repent?
Maybe they should give back the state of Texas. I'm not sure. But I'm still kind of upset.
I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, sugar babe. I'm going back to Jericho, and I'm getting married before I go, sugar babe.
likes since I've been born, sugar babe. Never seen likes since I've been born, sugar babe. I never seen likes since I've been born. Picking up sticks and parching corn, sugar babe. What you gonna do when the meat comes in, sugar babe? What you gonna do when the meat comes in, sugar babe? What you gonna do when the meat comes in? Sit in the corner with a crazy chin, sugar babe.
yo, Jay, yo, Jay, check this out. I was born son of Byford, brother of Al. Ben is my mama and runs my pal. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Darryl's, those burgers are
Ronald's.
I ran down my family tree. My mother, my father, my brother, and D.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feelin' groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feelin' groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Thank you.
Tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, our theme is called a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And that set of 11 songs clocked in less than 16 minutes. Started off with a song from Yugoslavia, recorded by the musicologist and folklorist Alan Lomax. It's called Dreams. And then we heard from Moby, a consumer of many of Alan Lomax's recordings, and a reproducer of them, in fact. But that song from Moby was just the one called Down Slow, off of his perfect album Play. And then Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin, a masterpiece in 54 seconds, Smallpox Blankets, from their Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming CD, recorded live on WMBR, our sister station, March 5th, 2005. Then we heard some bluegrass with Doc Watson, I'm Going Back to Jericho. A Haitian band followed that, Les Fantistes de Carrefour. That track was called Tionic. Then the Soul Kings gave a swinging Piper soul. Run DMC. The track was called Son of Byford. And then Simon and Garfunkel, the 59th Street Bridge song, song known as Feeling Groovy. The Addicts, a punk band, their rendition of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. And then the Steve Miller Band, wow, a synthesizer piece off of their greatest hits, 1974 to 1978, also a perfect album. And that Threshold is perhaps more famously known on that compilation as the Prelude to Jet Airliner. That was an excellent segue on that album into it. Although we segued into Kick Out the Jams, a very cool cover version of that MC5 song by the Presidents of the United States of America. Backing me up right now is Vangelis with Movement 2 off of Soil Festivities. And we have just a little over half an hour before Chase Carson will be coming in with a time tunnel. Yes, classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, disco, dance, grown folks music, and a jazz interlude somewhere in the second hour. So we're gonna play three more longer songs, and I'm also gonna throw some really short Ramones songs in there as segues. And let's get things going right now with the German electronic band, the godfathers of hip-hop. Yes, Kraftwerk. Here's a live version of The Man Machine.
lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Meet me in the middle of the air. If my world
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage only here on WMFO in Medford. And in that last set, well, we played for you Kraftwerk, The Man Machine, The Ramones, Cretin Hop, Yahel, and Infected Mushroom, Waves of Sound. Wow, what an outstanding electronic track. Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes collaborating in My Time of Dying, and we're listening right now to Sun Ra and his orchestra with Opus in Springtime. Stay tuned for Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel coming up next here on WMFO in Medford.